Administrator Huerta skips NBAA to reopen the registry. New BizJet intros happening in Las Vegas, and the FAA postpones new pilot training rules. This is Aero News for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Attendees to the NBAA's general opening session who were expecting to hear one of FAA Administrator Michael Huerta's first speeches since the partial government shutdown ended last week, well, they were disappointed, as the administrator sent a letter to NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland Monday, indicating that he would not be able to attend the conference in Las Vegas. Boland made the announcement during the opening general session Tuesday. He said he had received the letter from Huerta on Monday, in which the administrator said, quote, "I feel I must remain in Washington to complete an orderly reopening of the agency, including the aircraft and airmen registry. We are putting additional resources at the registry. We know we have to address this backlog quickly, efficiently, and comprehensively." In his place, Missouri Republican Congressman Sam Graves, chairman of the House General Aviation Caucus, addressed the opening session. Graves said he is proud of the fact that 229 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, over half, have signed on to the caucus, and added there is also now a 17-member House Pilots Caucus that works on behalf of aviation issues on Capitol Hill. He also expressed his frustration about the shutdown of the registry office that caused large portions of the aviation industry to grind to a halt for 16 days. Embraer executive jets announced during a press conference at the NBAA Business Aviation Convention and Exhibition the introduction of its Lineage 1000E executive jet. The ultra-large Lineage 1000E is Embraer's largest executive jet and carries up to 19 passengers in 5 cabin zones and is equipped with an electronic fly-by-wire flight control system. The Lineage 1000E introduces an array of enhancements that deliver an extended range, enhanced interior features and functionalities, including the latest generation in-flight entertainment, enhanced cockpit options, and a distinctive exterior design. Eclipse Aerospace proudly unveiled its first new production Eclipse 550 twin-engine jet at NBAA 2013. The Eclipse 550 jet emerges as the only sub-$3 million jet aircraft in active production worldwide. The Eclipse 550 jet is designed to be flown single-pilot and can be equipped with 6 forward-facing seats and includes a 3-year tip-to-tail warranty. Dassault Aviation has unveiled its biggest and most advanced Falcon jet. The Falcon 5X is a new-generation business jet with a new flight control system, new aerodynamics, and other advanced technologies, many pioneered in Dassault's military programs. The Falcon 5X represents an important addition to the Falcon product line, expanding its offering in the large cabin segment. The new jet has a cabin height of 6 feet 6 inches, an important consideration for passenger comfort on flights of 10 or 11 hours duration. The 16-passenger aircraft has a range of 5,200 nautical miles, connecting Los Angeles with London, Sao Paulo with Chicago, Johannesburg with Geneva, or Paris with Beijing. The FAA was expected to issue a final rule this month concerning airline pilot training. The NPRM was crafted in part as a response to the accident involving Colgan Air Flight 3407, but the agency issued a statement Tuesday saying that the release of the final rule has been delayed by, what else, the partial government shutdown. That, according to television station WKBW in Buffalo. Employees at the Federal Aviation Administration, the U.S. Department of Transportation, and the Office of Management and Budget, responsible for finalizing the pilot training rule, were furloughed under the shutdown, and the agency is reportedly now assessing the shutdown's impact on finalizing the rule. No timeline was given for the release of the new rule. The delay was met with disappointment by family members of those who had been aboard Colgan Air Flight 3407, who said they hoped it would only be a few more days rather than several months. True Blue Power, a division of Mid-Continent Instrument Company, has announced the availability of 2 advanced lithium-ion batteries for business and general aviation applications the TB-17 and TB-44. The batteries feature A123 Systems' nanophosphate lithium-ion chemistry to provide unmatched power, energy, safety, and life. Rick Slater, True Blue Power Division Manager, said, quote, "The advantages offered by nanophosphate lithium-ion technology over other lithium-ion chemistries are numerous and impressive, but the most significant is undoubtedly safety. Nanophosphate lithium-ion is more chemically stable, producing less energetic reactions in the rare event of battery over-temperature or over-voltage," end quote. With their superior power, consistent performance, higher levels of energy output, and longer useful life, the TB-17 and TB-44 represent a new generation of reliable aviation batteries utilizing lithium-ion technology. Certification of the TB-17 is pending. Certification of the TB-44 will be submitted in the fourth quarter of this year. When Aero News continues, an update on AOPA's reorganization, the FBI now tracking recent New York laser attacks, and did you lock the door before you left?
Meet Sam, the new 2-inch standby attitude module from Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics. Sam's unique 2-screen display features high-definition graphics and extra-wide viewing angles. Get to know Sam today. Visit flysam.com.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues for Wednesday, October 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. Following our report of a bloody Thursday last week with staff reductions at 421 Aviation Way, AOPA's Katie Pribble confirmed there were 12 layoffs at AOPA, all to help the organization achieve the goal of, quote, "repositioning AOPA for growth that is consistent with our brand," and in the process, set the stage for success in 2014 and begin preparing AOPA for the next 75 years, end quote. Pribble said, again quoting, "These changes are in line with our recent announcement to cancel AOPA Aviation Summit for the foreseeable future and instead focus on grassroots events and reaching out to our members in real and tangible ways," end quote. Pribble told ANN the staffing reduction decisions were made for one of two reasons: redundancy in the position, or department restructuring. Changes made included government affairs, which is being restructured to more closely align and integrate AOPA's legislative activities with its work in the regulatory arena. Gone is AOPA's CAPCOM, and AOPA says it will focus more on collaborating with other associations and the industry to grow the pilot community in more meaningful ways. For example, AOPA aims to work much closer with EAA on youth programs. Pribble said AOPA will continue to lead efforts to promote and grow flying clubs. CBS News reports that the FBI has assigned its Joint Terrorism Task Force to investigate laser attacks on aircraft approaching New York's LaGuardia Airport, two of which occurred just last week. The first attack occurred when a Shuttle America cockpit was illuminated by a green laser on its final approach to LaGuardia last Tuesday evening. The FBI said the crew reported that the laser originated about a half mile west of the New York Botanical Garden in the Bronx. The second incident occurred 3 hours later, when a private aircraft reported a green laser 2 miles southwest of LaGuardia. CBS News aviation and transportation safety analyst Mark Rosenker, also a former head of the NTSB, said, quote, "People that are using these devices in an inappropriate way don't really understand the implications and the dangers that they're doing when shining these devices into a cockpit. They don't realize that the actual beam itself can be magnified going through the cockpit glass," end quote. The FAA has reported a 17% increase in laser attacks for the year in the New York area, and these latest attacks brings to 54 reported at LaGuardia alone. Well, there's training for real-life flight situations, and then there's training for real-life flight situations. Last week, residents of Palm Coast, Florida's C-section were shocked to hear a loud crashing sound and then find what appeared to be an airplane door in a neighborhood cul-de-sac. The object turned out to be a canopy door from a Diamond DA-42 used for pilot training by Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. The door somehow disengaged and fell to the earth within yards of several homes, but no one on the ground was injured, and the pilot and trainee were able to return and land safely at Flagler County Airport. The cause of the mishap is unknown. It is the first time in recent memory that an Embry-Riddle training plane, the likes of which fly above Flagler County routinely, has had any sort of accident. Embry-Riddle conducts some 250 training flights each day. And that will close the door on this edition of Aero News. I'm Glenn Royer. As always, I thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.